And now, back to Jim and Randall for more Lawyers Who Needs Them on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And if you'd like to call us with a question, the number in North America is 1-888-463-6748. 1-888-463-6748. Or if you are someplace out of North America, we'd love to hear from you, especially if you're from Australia, because we like to drink your wine.
Even if you're in Minsk.
Yeah, Minsk is good.
Or Pinsk.
Right.
Wherever.
Wherever. It's 011-847-470-0937. One more time. Take a deep breath. 011-847-470-0937. So if you're in Paris, give us a call.
You're right. If you read these numbers twice every night, all we have to say is, this is Lawyers Who Needs Them, and in conclusion, thank you very much.
But
in between the numbers, takes so long.
All right. Well, let's pick it right back up here. Vice President Cheney this week has been ordered to preserve records during his term, and he's got a very interesting excuse for not doing it.
I got to tell you something. This guy, I'm not telling you what my politics is, and I'm not, and they're varied. I'm an independent.
Well, you're a communist. Tell the truth.
Well, I used to be, but you can't get any place of communism anymore. Okay. I wanted to be czar. They wouldn't do it. So then I decided, well, I'll go with the other team for a while.
That's
I'll
all right.
I'll kill the czar, and I'll become.
Keep moving.
The thing is he's something. There is an organization, I don't know who they are. It's called Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington.
Now, that's an oxymoron.
Well, it's one of these. That's right. Well, it's a thrown together group. Another one of these hopeless do-good groups that tries to do good that never succeeds, made up of people who don't like television, and I don't blame them. There's not much on, and they have to do something. So they get themselves in groups, and they do good. Or they do what they're supposed to do. Now, they went to court to ask a judge in federal court to order Dick Cheney to preserve a lot of records from his time as vice president.
Greatest hits.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes both sides of the record are pretty good.
Oh, good, right.
And the judge granted the relief. Judge Colleen Kohler Cotelli.
Wow, that's a lot of C's.
Colleen Kohler Cotelli.
How does she pronounce her name?
One C and two K's.
Oh, that's even more confusing.
That's right. And it's a setback for the Bush administration in its effort to promote a very narrow definition of materials that must be safeguarded under the Presidential Records Act.
Okay.
There is a Presidential Records Act which requires that these records of the activities of the president be preserved. This private group of Citizens' Responsibility, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, decided to bring it. I make sure they're preserved because Cheney, sometimes when he talks, he has that curl in his lip.
He
talks
side.
Out of the side of his mouth.
Yeah, like that.
And it could be that he's talking out of the side, but it doesn't look too honest. So they figure he might burn or get rid of these records, which I figure he might do too.
Well, you know what he has.
So.
Go ahead. Let me let you finish. I'll finish.
So.
I wish
you would, because
please.
If you keep this up, you're flipping and people can't hear what I'm saying.
Okay, because it's important.
And it takes years of accumulated ignorance
for
me to be able to expostulate in this manner. At any rate, the lawsuit stems from Mr. Cheney's position.
Yes.
This is the part that's good. That his office is not part of the executive branch of government. He's taken this position.
It's not part of the executive branch. Is that what he actually said?
That's what he said. Now, you don't have to be a lawyer to know that it's part of the executive branch. Not only is he not a lawyer, I mean, where did he learn this? In a zoo? The Article 2 of the Constitution of these great United States of America says, the executive power shall be vested in the President of the United States of America. He shall hold office during the term of 4 years and, together with the Vice President, chosen for the same term, be elected as follows. And they do that. Then it goes on and says the duties of the President, what they are. And then it says that in every event, should the President die or become incapacitated or become wacko, that the Vice President shall take over.
Right.
And the Vice President, if the President should do, the Vice President steps in.
Right.
If there was ever a part, and the only part of the Constitution the Vice President has mentioned, except where he serves as the presiding officer of the Senate, is in the executive, Article 2 Article 2, which is the executive powers. For this Mr. Cheney, where the heck did he go to school?
I don't know.
How could he say such a thing?
Well, I think he owes them an apology.
He takes that absolute outrageous position. And that's what's caused this lawsuit, because this group, this wonderful group of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, who nobody ever heard of,
right,
is concerned that his position will mean the destruction of very valuable records. And I think everything that a president or a vice president does during their terms of office should be part of the archives and should be turned over to the National Archives.
Because what if he's doodling? What if he's just doodling?
So put his doodles in.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, like the guy said, the doodles ain't going to help anything, but they can't hurt. And besides, you can get this. A lot of psychologists and psychiatrists look at those doodles.
That's right.
And if you look at those doodles, you'll find out whether this guy was a wacko.
I think all he needs to do to get these people off his back is to give a very simple, simple and clear apology.
Okay.
Apologize. I'm really, really sorry. I apologize unreservedly. I offer a complete and utter retraction. The imputation was totally without basis in fact and was in no way fair comment and was motivated purely by malice. And I deeply regret any distress that my comments may have caused you or your family. And I hereby undertake not to repeat any such slander at any time in the future.
What are the birds doing in the background?
He was out on a lawn.
He was in some kind. Must be a bird brain.
But that's all he needs
that
to do.
That must be some bird brain now, talking. Was it a bird saying that?
No. That was the vice president speaking.
Could be Senator saluting. Bird or Admiral
Senator
Bird.
Admiral
Bird, of course.
Senator Bird doesn't know where he is.
That's
and
correct.
Admiral
that's
Bird has right. gone to the other side.
That's right.
All right. Now, speaking of birds.
Oh, that great ship in the sky.
That's right. Speaking of birds, here is a shirtless man. He's been fined $25 because he has violated the topless law.
That's right.
Which, personally, I think stinks because I think the thing should be topless.
Well,
I think it'd be much more interesting.
Just a minute.
All
just
right.
a minute. Calm down.
All right. Go ahead.
You know what I mean? You could be considered a pervert.
It's
that
the
means.
Law.
There's a place called Eaton. There's a lot of Eatons. I don't know whether this is Eaton, Pennsylvania, California,
that's right. New Zealand,
or wherever it is.
There are a bunch of Rochester.
But any right.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Hello, Rochester. Hello, boss.
That's not the Rochester we're talking
no.
about.
Anyway, this fellow was cited in June for not wearing a shirt, and they fined him $25. And court fees.
And court fees.
Well, the court fees are probably five times the $25.
Where was he not
the
wearing?
The government runs the court. The
it's expensive.
Fees are more than a fine.
That's right.
But there was a 1974 ordinance in this particular community of Eaton, and I don't know where it is. I think it might be California, but I'm not sure, that requires both women and men to wear a top while on public property.
It can't be California.
But because the arrest drew the attention of a San Diego-based national...
Oh, maybe it is California. Right,
national campaign called, quote, GoTopless.org. Member Nadine Gary called the Eastern law backwards. I think she means regressive.
Yes.
Not backwards, it's regressive.
It's regressive, yes.
And in any event, she says everybody should go topless wherever they want. Anytime they want.
I like Nadine.
And Nadine, I guess she's going topless. Now, this fellow who got arrested.
But you have to understand what Nadine means. No hats.
Wait a second. That's right. When you say topless. Anyway, this fellow who got arrested. Sean Cephas or Kephas. C-E-P-H-U-S.
I don't think his name makes any difference.
He's 18 years old.
Oh, he's only a
wise
kid,
guy, right. But at any rate, he's such a kid that he already pleaded guilty to an unrelated assault charge and is currently spending an 18-month sentence in jail.
18 months?
Right.
Can he wear a shirt in jail?
He has to wear a shirt because it's public property, and the ordinance says you can't go topless on public property.
I can't believe it. Let's get Nadine on the phone.
Let me tell you something. In that jail, you got to wear a shirt in the shower because it's public property. So let me tell you what they're doing over there.
Oh, my God.
And that's correct.
And you find these cases? Actually find these cases?
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable. I think we should, next week, we get our engineer, Randy, to get on the phone to these people at the, what group was that? Topless.org.
Let me see what
it is. I think we need to have them on the show.
Yeah, we should.
In fact, I think they need to come in person.
They're terrific people. They're very nice.
Anyway.
It's the main thing is to know about Nadine. Just call Nadine.
Call Nadine and find out what's going on.
Well, the topless.org, gotopless.org.
Yes.
The org is Nadine.
That's right. You think it's a one-woman operation?
It's a one-woman operation.
All right. Sound like this show.
And Nadine has gone topless.
All right.
And I remember when she was on the beach at Waikiki.
Oh.
Topless. And people were in the back. And they were saying to the people in front, up in front, up in front. She was so homely that, naked or not, she absolutely created indigestion in the whole beach.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. Well, there you have it. So this poor guy's doing 18
Nadine,
months for assault.
Just joking, dear.
Yeah, we're only kidding.
I understand you're gorgeous.
Right.
Whatever.
We did hear that. Right?
Wherever.
And you're welcome on the show anytime.
Anytime.
And
topless.
And bring your friends.
And we're not on public property.
That's right. I mean, you can do whatever you want here, Nadine.
We won't stop you.
Oh, my God.
We don't have a 1974 ordinance that says anything about what you have to wear.
And no one would accuse us of being backwards.
No. They won't accuse us of being frontwards, backwards, or sideways. Nobody accuses of being alive.
Alive, that's correct. All right, anyway, we'll hope you calm down from that, but that's a funny one. That is a funny one. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? Speaking of funny, it's now time for that special portion of the show in which we talk about the arrogance of the rich and famous. Well, there you go. Arrogance of the Rich and Famous.
Yes.
I still feel like Magnum P.I. is going to fly in here when we play that theme music. Anyway, let's talk about our very good friend, very close buddy, lived in Buffalo for a number of years, O.J. Simpson. His case got off to such a ruckusing start that one of the witnesses, Omar, what happened?
Well, he's an important witness because he's the guy who was one of these memorabilia guys. Don't forget. O.J. is not being retried for anything he did in the past.
No. This is a whole new trial.
He's being retried for robbery and kidnapping and everything in Las Vegas, where he jumped into this guy's hotel room, and they got into some altercation. There was tried to steal stuff. He claimed it was his property. But, of course, if you have your own property, somebody else has it. You go to the police, or you get a lawyer, you bring an action for conversion, for this, for that, the other thing.
Not O.J.
Not O.J. He went in with a couple of henchmen.
That's right.
And they went in with guns, apparently, and that's how he got in trouble.
Yeah.
But the chief witness is the fellow he was robbing, Bruce Fromong, I think, or Fromong, or Fromong, or Fromong. I don't know how you pronounce it. It's spelled F-R-O-M-O-N-G.
I don't think it matters. Right, exactly.
Well, anyway, Bruce Fromong.
Yes.
Was on a stand, and all of a sudden he clutched his chest.
Oh, my goodness.
Like he was having a heart attack, and they stopped the trial.
Like Red
Fox. And
they
sent the jury out, and they got himself medical attention.
And was he okay?
Yeah, and he didn't have a heart attack.
Uh-huh.
He had...
What did he have?
He had truthitis.
I see.
I don't know.
Because that's why the lawyer said... That's not what the lawyer said.
The
lawyer didn't say that.
Is that what the lawyer said?
Randy must be doing
this. Well, the lawyer was in training. In any event,
he
clutched his chest and he brought in a medical help and everything. He's 61 years old. No, I don't think he's that old. OJ's 61.
Yeah, OJ's 61.
Anyway, OJ faces 12 charges in connection with this incident, including kidnapping, which carries a potential life sentence, robbery with a deadly weapon, burglary with a firearm, assault with a deadly weapon, coercion and conspiracy, just to name a few.
Just a few.
Also spitting on a sidewalk.
That's not good.
Then all of this in this case. His attorney, Gail Galanter, said Monday in opening statements that that the incident was not a robbery but a recovery because it was his property. He was recovering his own property. Well, that's a new kind of a thing. But at any rate, one thing the judge has to do is be very careful, and he is he is adamant that the jurors put aside O.J. Simpson's past,
okay,
specifically his well-publicized murder trial.
That's because, right.
And he's not being tried for that. He's being tried for this separate crime.
Listen,
and O.J., it's great to see you in court again. It's one of your favorite places. I want to tell you something. You spent more time in court than you did on a football field.
Yes, he did. He spends more time in court than the lawyers.
But up here in Buffalo, New York,
we still love you.
He's a hero.
Absolutely.
He's a hero.
He is.
His name is emblazoned on the stadium.
Is it?
You know, they emblaze different
things. Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's
got to go to a break, but I want to cover this one more arrogance of the rich and famous, because they're so famous.
Yes.
This Ryan O'Neal and his son Redman were arrested in a search of their home for narcotics.
Well, if you search their home for narcotics, chances are you're going to find narcotics.
Boy, you're not kidding.
They found some methamphetamine on Wednesday in a search, both actor Ryan O'Neal and his son Redman, and they swept their home, I guess, on some kind of a tip-off or something. And Redman O'Neal is only 23, and he's already been arrested before. And he pleaded guilty in June to driving under the influence and for possession of heroin and methamphetamine. And he avoided prison time in exchange for drug treatment. Obviously, you flunked the course, my friend.
Oh, we sure did.
You found it again.
So the father and the son,
both in trouble for this possession of methamphetamine, for taking drugs. He's out on probation on drugs. And, of course, their daughter, Tatum O'Neal.
Tatum, I remember Tatum.
Oh, yes. A former child star. She pleaded guilty in July to disorderly conduct stemming from a drug arrest in June.
Oh.
So, you got a family here that is loaded on drugs, and I want to tell you, it ain't aspirin, and it ain't bicarbonate of soda.
And it isn't Brioski.
And it ain't Brioski.
This apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
The whole tree is falling down. Are you kidding me? The family, the O'Neills, I'm telling you something. Sus Peggy O'Neal, Roger Kaiser, are in real trouble. You're a disgrace to the O'Neal name. Let me tell you something.
That's right.
All of you, straighten your act out.
We know the O'Neills. They're a member of your club.
That's right.
The Ashwan Memorial Club. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a member of the Ashwan Memorial Club, we're very sorry, because they're all dead.
Well, a lot of the guys in the club were there when they opened up the gates to build an Ashwan dam.
That's right.
And when they let the water in, all the guys were
gone.
I don't know why it was in Egypt.
And they figured
with a few good words to God, the sea would part.
Would part.
Just open up.
Unfortunately,
and this time, God said no.
Well, they had another problem. Moses wasn't with them.
That's right.
They had the wrong president. It wasn't Moses.
It wasn't Moses.
No, it wasn't Moses. Anyway.
Yeah, I think he was in a deli.
If you're waiting for Moses, keep waiting.
Eating a hot pastrami.
He's going to be back with us as soon as he finishes his sandwich. You're listening to two crazy guys here on Lawyers Who Needs Them on Talk Zone Radio. We'll be right back.